This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, April 5th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. How do the creators of digital devices, everything from voice assistants to vacuum cleaners, get people to feel an emotional connection to their products? The answer may be to give them a gender. According to new research, having traditionally male or female names and voices linked to our devices may make us connect more with them. But some experts say there can be downsides to gendered technology. Chris Cornelis, who wrote about this for the WSJ's Journal Reports, joins us later to explain the pros and cons. That's after these headlines. Australia has joined a list of countries banning TikTok from government devices. According to Australia's Attorney General, the ban was a result of data security concerns and came on the advice of intelligence and securities agencies. TikTok said the decision was driven by politics and added the country's government hasn't responded to its offer of what it called constructive engagement. And in other TikTok news, the social media company has been fined £12.7 million, equivalent to $15.8 million, by UK authorities. Regulators there say TikTok breached data protection laws by failing to get parental consent for children on its platform, and that it didn't do enough to remove underage users. TikTok said it disagreed with the fine and was reviewing the decision. Virgin Orbit, the satellite company founded by billionaire Richard Branson, has filed for bankruptcy. Just 3 months ago, the company was set to make history by delivering the first satellites into orbit from the UK. But the high-profile launch went badly and ended in the destruction of the payload. Now Virgin Orbit says it's looking for buyers after failing to secure sufficient financing to continue in the highly competitive space market. Our sister podcast, What's News, spoke with WSJ aerospace reporter Ben Katz about whether this could be an indicator of a shrinking appetite for the space industry.
This could be seen as almost an isolated failure in this case. In terms of the read across, there's huge demand for satellites. The industry is really expanding very quickly. So difficult to kind of read across. But ultimately, when there's only a few players and you have one quite high profile failure or bankruptcy, you know, it's not really the greatest of news.
And the Justice Department is suing Activision Blizzard over antitrust concerns with its esports leagues. The DOJ alleges the video game publisher imposed rules that limited competition and suppressed wages for players in two of its professional leagues. Activision and the independently owned teams in each league implemented a so-called competitive balance tax. According to the complaint, the tax was structured to penalize teams in the Overwatch and Call of Duty leagues if the teams paid players more than a limit set by Activision. Activision said it believes the tax was lawful and did not have an adverse impact on players' salaries. Okay, after the break, you may have named your car Jack and your boat Jill, but should our digital devices be assigned genders? We'll discuss the new study that says there may be at least one reason to do so when we come back.
What will the world look like 10 or 20 years from now? The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a peek, and we can't wait to show you what's coming. Subscribe now.
When you interact with digital assistants like Alexa and Siri, you probably imagine a female responding to your requests. That's because the designers of these programs have assigned them traditionally female-sounding names and voices. They aren't the first digital tools to be given genders. Think fictional robots like Rosie on the Jetsons or the Terminator. But is it a bad idea to give these devices traditionally male or female names, voices, even appearances? Some experts have expressed concerns. But recent research suggests there may be at least one big reason to give technology a gender. With me to discuss this is Chris Cornelis, who wrote about this topic for the WSJ's Journal Reports. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining me.
Good to be here, Zoe. Thanks.
Chris, let's start with the concerns. Why do some experts say it's not a good idea to give robots or other digital assistants genders?
The idea is any time that a gender is associated with a piece of technology, that all of the stereotypes that come with that gender are going to be associated with it, and it's going to reinforce those ideas. And a really common one they point to is Siri and Alexa. These digital assistants were given female names, and they've been accused of being very submissive and willing to take criticism. The concern is that it reinforces some of these negative stereotypes.
Okay, but there is a possible good reason to give machines a gender, according to this new paper. Can you tell us what the conclusions of that were?
This paper looks at what happens when technology, when a robot, when artificial intelligence is given a gender. And what they're finding is people find those things to be more human-like. And when people find technology to be more human-like, they grow more attached. Well, if tech companies want people to be attached to their technology, they want that to happen.
It doesn't seem all that surprising. I feel like I've always given my cars names, and that's not such an unusual thing.
And ships and guitars, it's very common. Think about Tom Hanks in Castaway giving the volleyball a gender. I mean, it's very common for people to do that. And these researchers I spoke to said, too, gender is very closely tied to humanness. The question, though, from the researcher is there an upside to having people be attached to their technology beyond selling more products?
Tell me a little bit more about the studies that were used for this paper and who was doing the research.
The researcher at Stanford was the lead author of this paper, and she and her colleagues, they looked at how do people rate their autonomous vacuum cleaners, for example. And what they found was they found people who are humanizing their robotic vacuums, they're finding them to get higher ratings and have a closer attachment to them.
Is there any indication that companies are considering this issue when they're thinking about putting out a new product or naming a product?
The researchers I spoke to said these companies don't do things by accident. They know what they're doing. Are they giving it a female gender to be malicious? That is not the implication here. But the idea is that they know what they're doing. And they're saying, too, not all of the stereotypes are negative. The female stereotype of being kind and being somebody who's affectionate, these are positive things that we want from people, from humans. But one of the things that they're saying is they're not giving the technology with power the female identity.
Not as many female Terminators, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
So is there a way to avoid some of the downsides of the stereotypes, according to the researchers you spoke to?
That remains an open question. And what they were looking at is this reinforcing stereotypes, period, and parsing out how do you do this without reinforcing negative stereotypes, they would say takes more study and really is almost a more complicated issue.
So does that mean everything from like my laptop to the microphone that I'm talking to you through, like are all of them going to have genders?
There's not enough room in my life to be attached to my lamp and my pen and my laptop, but we've seen the attempts everywhere, as you've said, to give names and genders to things. I think there's probably no end to the attempt to do this. Not as many will stick.
Chris Cornelis, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival, when The Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.